Welcome to today's People's Bank. Let's talk Knoxville. I'm Clayton Sampson. On today's program, we are joined by Knoxville City Manager Heather Ussery to recap Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting.
Well, Heather, time to recap Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting. You know, let's just start off with, some final costs and basically final approval of phase two of the Veterans District and work that has been happening out there. You know, first talk about what is phase two of the Veterans District, what does that kind of consist of, and kind of what does this step mean for the city?
Yeah, so phase two was the extension of Veterans Boulevard. It goes up to the property line of the former laundry building, and so it extends those utilities along there as well. It adds 8 new residential lots to the area on the west side of the road, and then to the east side of the road is where the future sports complex is being proposed. So there won't be housing on that side, but there was infrastructure-laden stuff to stub for that. So exciting that we're adding additional lots, and then also extending that infrastructure to the former laundry building as we work towards the RFP for that. Getting those utilities there is a huge benefit for that. So Vanderpool Construction was the contractor on that. They did a great job. They completed the work within the contract time and also within the contract approved amount. So the staff had and our city engineer did a walkthrough, and then the council, we asked them to accept the work and approve those final costs. So looking forward to selling those 8 lots and continuing housing in the area.
And Heather, also, you know, there was an agenda item regarding micro-mobility, such as electric scooters, bicycles, e-bikes, all that different kinds of stuff. You know, this was talked about at a previous city council meeting and now brought back with an official ordinance for a first reading. Kind of talk about why this is being proposed and what was discussed Monday.
Yeah, there's a lot of cities that are having these conversations now. Some of the comments that were made in terms of the scooters are like the mopeds of like this generation, it seems like. You know, as these types of things evolve, our rules and regulations also have to. So as scooters become more and more popular, you're seeing a lot of younger kids in the area on the roads and stuff, and we just want to ensure the safety of our residents and our visitors. So we're happening to take a look at those things and add new regulations to ensure the safety of those kids. And so when we first proposed the ordinance, there were some feedback that we gained from City Council in terms of the age restrictions on for scooters and for e-bikes, and then also the civil penalties. Basically looking at this will be more of education and safety, and that's what our ultimate goal is. But for those people that we need to have at least some teeth in the ordinance if it gets to that point. So we had those added to the ordinance, and that was overall what was proposed at the meeting on Monday. The initial age restriction was at 12 years old to be able to ride e-scooters or e-bikes and scooters in the roadway. And after discussion with council, they changed that and amended it to 14 years of age. So that was one of the changes. So moving forward, we will have another reading at our second meeting in August until that becomes the ordinance in the city. So I would just advise parents to take a look at that for their children, because there will be changes moving forward in terms of what will be allowed.
Yeah, and Heather, also, you know, the city of Knoxville received its citing kind of recognition recently with a list or an article or something that came out from AARP putting Knoxville in the top 10 of small size communities in the nation, and kind of talk about what that means for the city of Knoxville.
Yeah, it's really exciting. You know, we've been, as a community, working really hard to invest in our community downtown, in our new residential areas and with housing, and then also with our commercial and industrial manufacturing all in our community. So you're seeing that growth, you're seeing those investments, and it's really neat to then be recognized. So yeah, as the top 10, Knoxville was rated number 5. And so it's just about us being able to continue to tell that story, the investments and the growth that we're seeing. It's neat that other people outside of our community are recognizing that as well.
Yeah, and to go off of and talk about investments and growth and improvements, you know, we're going to be seeing thousands of race fans start to pour into Knoxville over the next 2 weeks due to the Knoxville Nationals, of course. You know, this is something every year, but it has to be encouraging and exciting for the city that, you know, these fans, especially over the last 3-4 years, every year they're coming back, they're able to see more and more improvements, especially what's going on at the VA, all the different facade work in the downtown, and just general overall improvements in the city.
Absolutely. It's, you know, 65th annual Nationals, and so we've been doing this for a long time, but it's really neat to be able to talk to those visitors that have been coming for many, many years and for them, they come once a year then to see the changes that have happened just over the last year. They're amazed by it and the growth that Knoxville has seen. So again, it's neat for those people that are coming to the community and don't see the growth, the little things, the little changes each day. It makes a big difference when you're coming once a year. So this is our time to be able to show off our community, be able to be welcoming to those visitors and show off all the things that we've been doing. So it's an exciting time for us as well. So we welcome them. We hope they enjoy their stay once again in Knoxville and be able to take a look around and see all the different things that we're doing.
Thanks to City Manager Heather Ustry for joining us on today's People's Bank Let's Talk Knoxville. People's Bank, your bank for good, with offices in Knoxville, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Indianola, and more. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them over at your podcast or online at knikrls.com. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.